So at work, our listener Sean sits next to the most beautiful person he's ever seen.
Oh, so
they're
sweet.
Both single. How can he have his cake and eat it too?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, my fine people.
Hi, my fine person.
So I have a big time crush on a coworker, not exactly my team, but she sits next to me.
Okay.
She is the most beautiful person I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
I love the way she smiles, talks, okay. Interacts mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. She's a techie. Mm. So am I.
Oh.
I really want to ask her out.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 1,000 questions lingering in my mind. Like, mm-hmm. what if she says no?
Sure.
How are we going to feel every time we bump into each other?
Mm.
Also, I know that she's single right now, and I think about her every day. Believe it or not, when I wake up, the first thing I do is think about her.
Wow.
She's a good person.
Yeah.
I like her character.
Yeah.
I know you've said before not to date someone at work, but this seems different.
It always seems different.
Please give some advice. Thanks a ton.
Oh.
Sean.
All right. Let's weigh the pros and cons.
Well, first of all, I feel as though you have a personal story that Sean will like.
Yeah, so Sean, back in the day, I worked with this cute blonde, and I actually even remember the very first things I said to her.
What'd you say?
I remember the first sentence I ever said to this cute blonde that I worked with.
That's how you know.
We were both working at a deli there, and we walked up to the fountain drink machine, you know, the drink where you get like the soda, right?
What'd you say?
And we both had cups in our hands to fill for a customer, and I said, "Want a race?"
Oh.
And that was it. And so she was confused and kind of smiled. And over time, over several months, we kind of grew as friends, just, you know, work friends, work pals, things like that. There. And then, you know what? It crossed over at one point from work friends to more.
Who crossed it over? What was the move move from the friends coworkers lane?
So it was actually her. However, because she was kind of dating someone, and so I was just like keeping a distance, right?
What your man got to do with me?
Right, exactly. However, she broke up with that person, and then I walked out to my car and I saw a note on my car, and it said, "Hey, if you want to do something tonight, give me a call." And so
you're like, who is this from?
Yeah, well, and I did know who it was from. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And so I went home, and at the time I was living with my mom. And so I went home and I tried to call her, but I couldn't because I'm going to date myself. This was the time when the internet was over the phone line. I couldn't use the phone because my stupid sister was on the internet working on homework.
And that took precedent.
And then.
But you understand, this cute girl wants to hang out with me. You gotta quit.
Yeah, so
the internet.
All that to say, I wound up marrying this girl that I worked with. So
this is exactly the energy that Sean is looking for.
I will say, though, we only worked briefly together as kind of boyfriend and girlfriend, and then she got transferred to a different store. So
okay.
I don't know if that sort of thing could be a possibility with where you work. So it's not awkward, but you're never going to know unless you kind of shoot your shot. And you also have to know if she's sending back those vibes. Like, you got to know if there are vibes coming back your way.
Yes. Are there vibes? So she sits right next to him.
Yeah, he ought to know.
This is going to be, yeah, but also this, I understand the hesitation because this could go south quickly and be real awkward for a while if she shoots him down. If she's not sending out the vibes and he goes for it anyway.
Mm.
So we got to first assess, are there vibes, Sean? We need to. are your spidey senses tingling other
right,
than you're
right.
thinking about her first thing every morning? Like, is she throwing a little of that back at you?
All right. 502-795-1997. If you voice text, just send it to us and we'll put you on the air. Do you have a success story with dating someone at work?
Is there a cautionary
show? Yeah,
we need to investigate both sides.
Right. I think Sean would love to hear that, okay? Angie texted in, all Sean's hearing is that he's going to marry this girl. Okay, Sean. Well,
that's the way it's been going this week.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the way it's
right,
been
that's
going.
Exactly. You're only going to hear one. You're going to take one small sentence that was said.
I heard Ben say, go for it. Ask her to marry me. Okay.
Monday morning at work. Will you marry me? What?
What?
All right. 502-795-1997. Take some of your stories on the way. I'm sorry I'm here. All right, so we're working on Sean's group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. He sits next to a wonderful person. He calls her the most beautiful person he's ever seen, in fact, and wants to know if he can shoot his shot and how he can do it without screwing everything up.
Yeah, because, again, they sit right next to each other.
They sit next right next to each other.
And they don't work like on the same team, but they're right next to each other.
Yeah, and something happened. Brayden had called and told
That's
this
a great story.
Great story about meeting his wife at work. There was some drama surrounding it because people started rumors about what they were doing at work.
At work, yeah.
Yeah, and nothing ever happened there, but they wound up leaving that company and going to a different company. But said that it definitely could work.
Yep. Stephanie says, I met a guy at work, just friends for a few months, as I was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. He was easy to talk to. Sparks flew. 3 years later, we're engaged and we live together. It can work. Just make sure you're both mature enough to handle any relationship drama and it doesn't affect your job. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Trina kind of says, has some advice on how you can feel it out before or outside of work. Just says, try to get a few people out in a group first, approach her alone, and then feel it out. And if she's interested, she'll want to stay and converse only with you. And if so, make your move. If not, then you'll know you're friend-zoned without the embarrassment.
Oh, okay. That's really, really good. Because we were thinking, okay, we need to know if she's sending out some vibes too. Like, Sean, are your spidey senses tingling that maybe she's returning some of the vibes that you're feeling?
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle said, ended up marrying my manager, so it could work. Been together 30 years. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
30 years.
Yeah. And Holly says, hey, make sure you check any HR rules, because she says her brother had to transfer to a different department when he started dating his now wife.
Oh, wow.
And they worked in the same place. Now, Sean did say that they are in different teams.
Right.
Even though she sits next to him. So I don't know what that entails, but that could be something that you need to sniff out if you want to. But yeah, I mean, I think this is weird because a lot of times we're like, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. But I almost feel like we're saying do it.
Yes. I'm really shocked at that too. Because typically, yeah, everyone's just like, nope, nope. All these cautionary tales roll in. But most everybody are kind of talking about ways that it did work.
Yeah, Melanie, why aren't you two already on a date? Sounds like a true Hallmark movie, LOL. Quit saying what if. The worst thing that could happen is she says no.
Well, but then she's still sitting next to him.
Yeah, but still.
Work.
You know what? Even if she says no at first, like, then you just go back and you don't be weird about it.
Yeah, don't be weird about it.
Don't be weird about it and just still be nice and still be very polite and be your charismatic self. And that no could turn into a maybe later. You never know.
I mean, there is Randy that says, don't mix the money with the honey.
Yeah.
But most everyone, the majority is saying, you're never gonna know unless you go for it. But yeah, maybe we start. Anthony says, dip your toe in. Okay, Anthony, using my words that I've used before this week, especially. We just see if we can pick up any flirty vibes from her before I think you jump in the deep end.
All right. Well, hey,
we gave you a lot of reasons and a lot of ways that it did work.
That's right.
And again, he thinks about her first thing in the morning when he wakes up.
I know. I like that. Sarah said, I met my husband at work. I told him, I think you want to take me on a date. And
that's
the rest
cute.
Is history. Yeah, that's a good,
that's
good
a
line.
That's a cute line.
Good line.
I like that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Kelly, we're going to test you on your dude knowledge.
Great.
By the way, if you would like to just play for fun, we're not giving anything away, but if you want to play for fun, you can take Kelly off the hot seat.
And if you're a dude,
502-795-1997.
That'd be great.
If you're a dude, it doesn't matter. We don't discriminate either genders.
If you're a dude or practically a dude with your knowledge.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you want to play for fun. If not, whatever. I'll put Kelly to the test like I do every day. So that is coming up on 99.7 DJ.